thank you, Ed, for the detailed explanation. It'd be really useful, I think, for some of these people to have an equivalent of the echo test system where they could transmit and have their audio played back to them for a complete loop. Anyway, next up is WSAU. Matt, everything's yours.
I think that most of my comment was the same as EMV's comment. I have a little bit more information. I know nothing about how to adjust, but I know it's possible to adjust the frequency of the hotspot. That's what has to be done with most hotspots to make them make the error rate low and make them not drop out the way that some of them do. But I know there's a way to adjust that. I just don't know how to adjust the frequency of the hotspot, and you usually have to do that to get error-free audio. And the other comment is FRS and GMRS are probably close enough to the 70-centimeter ham band that you can at least use a 70-centimeter antenna for receiving. You may even be able to transmit that depending on how much power you're using and how picky the radio is. But those are my two comments. Thanks for running that back tonight. WSAU.